Live and in color from the NBC News radio broadcasting studios of KCAA, 1050 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.5 FM, located in beautiful Southern California, and in parallel from the Turfs Up radio studio in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thanks for tuning in to the Water Zone show this evening.
And a good evening to everybody across the country. This is Rob Starr, along with Mr. Davies, and we're broadcasting live from the world-famous Lido Beach Resort in Sarasota, Florida, and Mr. Chris Davies is out in, tell them where you are, Chris.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much, Rob. Congratulations to everybody on the show. I'll let you cue it up, but we tell all the listeners every week about how remote we are. Generally, it's you and me one state apart. Now we're on coast to coast, buddy. So that's a, I don't know if that's a first for the show, but I believe it is.
It is. It is. It's really good. Well, I have a big treat for everybody here. We have a, he is the renowned marine artist of all time, Mr. Weiland.
Yeah, hey, good to be here. And we actually celebrated our 10-year anniversary of our Weiland National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation here in Sarasota with the mayor. And those kids were great, weren't they, Rob?
Oh, they were awesome.
Elementary school.
Why don't you tell people what the National Mayor's Conservation...
Yeah, well, we're really focused on water, and I know Toro is too, but the idea is that, all nearly 8 billion of us need to be water-wise, so we try to inspire people how important it is to conserve, protect, and respect our water, and we've really been working on some great programs and try to, get people involved and make a water pledge at mywaterpledge.com. You can do it now for the entire month. You know, we launched it today, but you can make a simple water pledge. And,
and it costs no money, and you can win great prizes.
Oh, absolutely. You can actually win a Toyota, which is kind of cool. But there's a lot of good benefits to, being focused on, ways to protect our water. You know, we have plenty of water, Rob. We're just not taking care of it.
How did you start this whole thing? What made it come to life?
You know what's great is Steve Creech is here, the president of the Weiland Foundation. Well, 10 years ago, we came up with this idea with the mayors here in South Florida to encourage them to inspire their communities to make a simple water pledge. So that's where it started 10 years ago, and it was very successful, and we found out right away that these mayors are very competitive. So they all tried to make the most pledges in their communities, and now it's a national program with Toyota and Toro and all our conservation partners. It's really exciting. We have water pledges for billions and billions of gallons of water. Now, when you're making a water pledge, you're not only conserving water, you're conserving energy, you're conserving money, you're conserving our beautiful planet. And at the end of the day, if you don't have a clean, healthy planet, we really don't have anything. All these other causes are secondary to that.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, as one of your good friends, Dr. Sylvia Earle, always says,
yeah,
she has a quote that I just started using because I saw it the other day and I thought it was really cool. It's no water, no life, no blue.
No blue, no green.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sylvia Earle is a real hero for the planet. If you guys haven't checked her out, Mission Blue. And, I just did a podcast with her, and she's so great. You know, she's the same age as my mom. I hope she's not listening right now. She's 86, but she acts like 26. I mean, she's the nicest, smartest. She's Jacques Cousteau on steroids. I mean, she's a poet. She's a writer. She's like Rachel Carson and Jacques Cousteau all tied in.
Oh, she's a marine biologist.
She's a marine biologist. She's the first Time Magazine hero for the planet. And, she's been with the Weiland Foundation from the very beginning.
Yep.
We're 28 years in now. And our foundation is really focused on art, conservation, and community. But what we try to do here is we try to bridge the world of art and science. So Sylvia Earle, or Deepness we call her, is our chief scientist as well. So we talked about Sylvia's effort with Mission Blue to protect the heart of the planet, which is the ocean.
Right.
Well, to protect the heart, you need to think about the rivers, the lakes, the streams, the ponds, the wetlands, the arteries. So Steve Creech is noodling around, and we came up with Streams of Hope, right, Steve? Yeah. And we said, hey, what if we had hope spots for freshwater habitats? And we invited the entire world to focus on a piece of freshwater and basically adopt it and be a citizen scientist. And then we kind of all share information, and we find the most creative ways and the most impactful ways to ensure that we have clean water, both salt water and fresh water. And with Toro, man, you guys have been on this a long time, and so have we. We're really starting to make a huge impact. And where we put most of our focus, you guys, is we really go into these communities and these schools, and we put a lot of light on these kids, and we share the message of conservation through art. And today I drew with all these cool kids, you know, and they drew turtles, and I painted a big, like, I don't know, 12, 15-foot turtle. And it was really exciting to kind of interface with these kids, you know. And the kids kind of get me because, you know, I don't consider what I do a job. I mean, I paint walls.
It's your passion.
Yeah. But what I'm really passionate about is taking, you know, my experiences and as a diver and working with scientists like Sylvia Earle, Dr. Greg Stone, who's on our board. And I take all this information, Steve Creech and I, like, take all these experiences and we kind of present them through art and through, you know, science. And we tell stories. We get people involved. And I, you know, I said it earlier today. I said, if you want to protect the environment today, talk to us adults. But if you want to protect it for the future,
talk to the kids.
You got to get the kids involved.
Well, you access, your organization accessed 3,600 cities across the nation to do this. And it's just incredible of what you do. And just so the audience, our listeners know, the pledge is just going online and saying, hey, you're going to save some water in your house by shutting the water.
Takes when you brush
it. Yeah. Or you're not going to wash your car and the thing. It's simple things like that. It's no money involved. And what's really nice, there's prizes that are given out. You give out credit card. Well, what do you call it? The cash cards. You give cards. You give away Toro products and some other things. And you used to give, you still do, but in a different manner. You used to give a car away once a year, Toyota. And the last couple of years, you've now decided, which I think is even better, you let the city pick a deserving charity within that.
The winning city, yes.
Yeah. And it's awesome to get a $40,000, $50,000 car. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, and the last charity, Steve, was, this group that took care of battered women,
domestic abuse
in Sacramento. They're so appreciative. And we got to meet, you know, the people that, you know, founded that group. And here's Toyota comes in. And, you know, you guys have done so much. But it's not only about the giving, though. It's about empowering. Mm-hmm. And for people to know that they can just go to mywaterpledge.com, real simple. You can see things you can do. And then if you can do those things, you pledge to do them. And it totals it up right there on the spot and tells you how much water you're saving, how much money. And when you add it up, if enough people do small things, it really adds up.
It's like a team.
Yeah.
Well, we have Mr. Darren Gruner, and he's the head of Turf Stop Radio out of Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Darren, how you doing? I'm your neighbor in the Keys. I'm in Isle Mirada, Wyland.
Oh, my God. I would love to be there right now.
I'm right here with Rob, yeah. Man. We just had a big launch today with Toro and Toyota. Such a cool event. Eh?
I don't feel worthy. I mean, you guys, marine biologists. I mean, you guys are, you know, the things that you guys are doing. I don't feel worthy. I don't know why you want me on here with you guys.
You're like Wayne's World. I'm not worthy. You know,
I'm not worthy.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Everybody's worthy. The whole thing is for us is every single person can do small things and be part of this great, you know, this great promise of, hey, we have so much beauty yet to protect, and we're not doing it. And if we do small things, it really adds up if enough of us do it. And you guys have been helping us, you know, accomplish our goals. And it's amazing how much we've done in 10 years.
Oh, unbelievable.
I learned a lot. I learned a lot from you guys. As a matter of fact, over the years listening to the Water Zone show, and you know, and you inspired me so much to do things like that, to conserve water, and to think about where, you know, where the water, you know, the local watersheds, and think about how the water gets there, and how you're, when you go around, you see people wasting water. It just irritates you, like, oh my God, and then it's such a difficult. Like, how do you get everybody on the same page? That's my goal. Like how do we get everybody on the same page to make them understand exactly what
the most impactful way, in my opinion, I was talking to the principal. these kids are like sponges. If they absorb this, and we present it in such a creative way, we have a a mobile learning experience where the kids go in as a drop of water and they go through the whole water cycle. But if you can get that inspiration into the hearts and minds of our youth, they take that home, and they have more impact on their parents and their families than we ever could. You know, if we would talk to the adults, they would go, yeah, you know, what Wyland's saying is pretty cool. But those kids bring that information home, and they're pumped up about it. That's the seeds of conservation that we planted in a generation, and we're never going to stop.
Chris, you want to jump in here?
I ask you something. Can I ask real quick? Well, I got this on in my mind. I live in Fort Lauderdale, and I know you know Florida since you're from the Keys. You know, we have a building where we don't, the individual units don't pay for water, right? So they let the water run as much as they want. What kind of impact is that happening? Even though we're not, you know, what is that having? Even though we're not paying for water, when people think that they're nonchalant, well, you know, we're not paying for it, we can just let it run and run and run. What kind of impact is that actually having on the community?
Yeah, it has an impact on climate change because that water has to come from somewhere, and you know, water costs money. I mean, we take it for granted, but every drop counts. And I'm seeing a sea change right now. People are starting to really understand and appreciate how important you know, the water is. And Lake Itasca, the problems out there with pollution, the plastic problems. There's an immense problems, but there's also so many great things that are being kind of engineered now. There's so many great minds, and a lot of it are coming from kids, and a lot of it is through art. You know, we talked about this, Rob.
Right.
You know, we need to keep art education in our schools, too, because art inspires creativity, creative thinking. Right. And Rob's one of the most creative thinkers I've ever met, seriously. Right. And he's also musically inclined. But listen, we need to keep art, science, music, nature, phys ed, all of it. So we need to put more good in the world. I guess my theme here, you know, and the reason I do this every day, we need to put more good out there. There's so much negative stuff, and there's still a lot of good, so we want to focus on that.
Absolutely. Hey, Mr. Chris Davies, can you jump on in?
Yeah, I will, Rob. Thanks. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier today, Rob, about the experience we had with the mobile learning experience when we were doing that. I think it was Metropolitan Water District event a couple of years ago, Rob, and the Wyland truck came there.
Yep.
Just listening to those kids inside that experience as they were going through it, and we were there at the door and we were talking to them and stuff like that. Wyland, I got to hand it to you, man. Those guys really have a great experience there. And when they leave and they were walking out, we were asking them, well, you know, what are you going to do with what you learned here today? I'm going to go tell my mom and my dad.
That's what you
were just talking about. So that influence is great. I'll tell you, there's an old saying, Wyland. We as adults today, we think about the planet that we have right now, and all the adults are managing it and all that sort of stuff. And we think of it as really, you know, we kind of hand down the planet to the next generation, but it's not true. And what you really do is what you put forth here, Wyland, is instead of handing it down to the next generation, let's look at it from the point that we're borrowing it from our children. We're borrowing it from the next generation, right?
True. So true right there. And these kids really want to be involved, too. They don't want to be on the sidelines. So if we can do these events and we can get, you know, millions and millions of kids to take this water challenge, too, they can really inspire change in their families where nothing else can have that kind of impact. So that's the investment that all of us can make together.
Absolutely. Chris, you watched the event via the Internet today. How did that go for you?
I did. It was great. You know, it was I know you had some challenges there with the weather. I saw everybody jump off their seats under the awnings, and I know Wyland had a little challenge with putting the baseline down for that mural when he was doing that.
Yeah,
but it came off well. It was great. It was great to watch, and Rob, you did really well yourself. Those two riddles, I'm still trying to figure out the first one.
Oh, I'll show you when I get back to the office.
Hey, listen, it was a cool event, and the principal was just great. You know, when people come together
here.
For a cause,
she's on the line.
Oh, you're on the line right now. She was so cool. She is cool. And she's so into those kids. And I just love these stories because, you know, that's what keeps the Weiland Foundation and our partners excited about what we're doing, to see the excitement that these teachers have, these educators, this incredible principal. And, hey, she should say, hey, when I got there, what did we see? What did we go see?
Introduce Dr. Patty.
Yes. Well, we're called we're the home of the Tuttle Turtles, and it was just appropriate that a half hour before our presentation, the PE teacher comes out and lets me know that there's a turtle in the field laying eggs, and the kids were all gathered in a way far away from them, and they had coned it off to give the turtle some privacy, and it was really, really just timely. It was just a perfect start to the whole presentation.
It was a great day out there with you, and I really appreciate so much you hosting this event.
Well, it was an interactive educational experience for our students that just kicked off everything that we're going to go forward with. We are an arts integration school, so our students not only, you know, do the physical arts, but they do theater and drama, and so they bring all of their learning, especially science, to life in that avenue. So I just loved standing in the behind the kids and watching them draw their turtles with you. That was the coolest thing, and the interaction was just beyond expectation. So I know they're all already went home talking about it. So my science teacher, she sees every single student, all 720 of them, on the science wheel. So she'll be taking the pledge so that every student at our school takes the water conservation pledge and helps Sarasota bring home the
Well, when art and nation and community comes together like that, it's something that they never forget. We'll never forget.
It's a big win. It's a big win.
Big win.
And that's really important. I think, you know, the kids came up to me talking when I was, you know, putting stuff away, and they were just excited about what happened, asking me questions. And I saw them come up to you and ask you questions, and Steve. It's a good feeling when you know you saw the light bulb come on in their heads.
And we all know when we had that moment in our life when a teacher said something to us, or, you know, we felt something, or, you know, and they don't have enough of these events anymore. They've taken out a lot of the field trips, Steve and you guys, and we need to put more of that in. I mean, this is where we need to be today.
Well, I think the creative, what you said is important. I happen to know a gentleman who is the CEO in the water business. They make water meters called Badger meters. And he said all his engineers that he hires are engineers. All the engineers he hires are musicians.
Right.
And he hires them only because he thinks they're very creative.
Yeah.
And his business is the leader in water meters now in the country, actually in the world.
No, it's true. Steve Jobs, I'm writing a book with Steve Creech right now called Saving Art Education in America. It's about half done. But there's a chapter in there about Steve Jobs, and I read something where he said that his art education in school was more important than science and math. That really made me feel good.
Yeah.
That's how important art is.
Yeah, it gets people turned on.
One of the biggest discoveries about the tube worms down in the Marianas Trench was discovered by a music major who was sitting in on a lecture, and she changed her major to marine biology.
Wow.
She discovered how they were actually feeding.
Well, art and science are connected. They start off in different directions, but they come together in nature.
Right.
And they sure came together today at your school. Man, that was fun.
Yes, it was.
So what was your final impression, Dr. Foligno, of the event, and what's the next step for your school?
Well, I was impressed first and foremost with my students being very adaptable. I said we only had 1 hour of rain in the day, and it happened to be the hour we were out there. We wanted to be part of nature, be able to, you know, we really haven't had any events or, you know, we haven't had any field trips this year because of all the COVID restrictions. So to be able to have the kids out there and have something exciting going on, I think it just made our whole year. And that's going to live on, like I said, through our science specials. And we have a theater on the wheel. We have the art class. And I know we made an impression on the PE teacher as well today.
Well, this show will be played 4 times this week. Darren, what's the schedule for the stuff on yours? And to give the audience just a little about what TurfStuff is.
Oh, my God. Well, TerraStar Radio is, you know, I love listening to this conversation because it's all about educating and elevating, and that's what TerraStar Radio is about. You're more, you know, this is more of a water show, which is big. I mean, it's really, it runs, I mean, water, what, you know, what does it take up, you know, what does it take up, you know, the earth, 2/3 of the earth, you know, so it runs our lives, right? We're the green industry, you know, TerraStar Radio is the green industry. We talk about build, landscaper, lawn guys that are shaping the way our environment, you know, looks to the individual, you know, to the homeowner. So, we love having this part, this on. We love having your show on our station. So, but this is all great. I mean, you know, everybody should be a part of all of this. I mean, we, you know, our hosts all over the country, they love to learn from you guys. And this is just stepping out of the box a little bit, learning a little bit more, you know, getting a little bit more education than they normally would be as far as being a green industry guy. They should understand water, especially when they're doing irrigation and conserving water, stuff like that. I'm sure, you know, you guys talk about that all the time on your show. So we love having this conversation.
Yeah. Wyland's heading up to get some rest because he's been up since early in the morning, probably before us. So we have Steve Creech here and everybody, and Chris is on the phone as well, and Dr. Folino. Can you give a little background on how all this came about and how you picked Sarasota and Steve and how that works? And then we'll talk a little after our break about all the other things that Toro and Wyland and Toyota does to spread the word throughout the country. Actually, I forgot to mention, and I'll let you talk about it. I forgot to ask Wyland about him with the Olympics, but I'll let you fill us in on that.
Okay. Well, yeah, to answer your first question, everything that we do is about bringing people together for clean water and healthy oceans. So anytime that we can get out in a community and bring that level of inspiration and the information out to the kids like we did today, you know, that's job accomplished, mission accomplished for us. So what we try to do is every year we look for communities where there are issues that we can talk about. You know, for instance, here in Florida, algae blooms are a major issue, and that's something that's really been problems that are being created upstream. And, you know, I only call them problems, but it's really basically a function of all the things that we do, things that we use upstream, you know. And what we're trying to do with the Mayor's Challenge and our other tools is to get people to think proactively, you know, about the things that they use, reduce their waste, because that's really where the problems start. And they start upstream, and then they magnify as they work their way downstream. And ultimately, we end up with issues like dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico. So we're looking at the source, and that's what this is all about. But we know that we're not going to solve any problems unless people feel like they're part of the solution.
We're not empower them.
We do. And we're not really coming at this as, you know, you're the cause of the problem. We look at it as we can all be part of the solution. So we want to, you know, identify issues that are going on. But that's why we came to Florida. We'd worked with Moat Marine in the past. And
what is Moat Marine for our listeners that may not know?
Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota is an organization that does coral reef restoration and research, and we have a lot of respect for what they do. Wyland had done a mural there, and they had approached us about restoring that mural, and when a few weeks ago they told us that. It looked like the structure itself had some damages, so we weren't going to be able to restore that mural. So we thought, well, if we can find another way to provide the service in the community, let's do that, and let's make this opportunity available to schools. So we had reached out, and far and away, Patty Folino School, Tuttle Elementary, responded with the most enthusiasm. And it just sounded like a great school. It was everything that, you know, we love in a school. There's heart, there's arts, there's curiosity, all the things that make education great. So for us, it was a no-brainer. And when we talked with Patty, she was so excited about it
we just knew that we could work well together. And so we put together the event fairly quickly. But that's kind of what we do at the foundation. You know, it's like a big roundup. And we have friends and partners, and we're all over the country. And, you know, we come together for these sorts of things. You know, generally
Patty, how did you feel when she called you?
I'm sorry?
I was asking Patty.
How did I feel?
How did you feel when Steve called you?
Well, you know, it was my spring break. So luckily I was checking my email. They tell us not to, but, you know, we always do. And so I had a lot more time to kind of think through the plan and collaborate with them that week before. But just like any good teacher, those teachable moments, and you don't pass up the opportunity. So once I, you know, saw what was going to happen, and we put it together fairly quickly. But in the end, I think all of the students benefited, and our world essentially will benefit, because they're going to just take it to the next steps for us.
Great. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be back after that. So if our listeners would stay around, Chris, I, Darren, everybody will go into some more things with Patty and Steve. And Steve will tell us a little bit more about the breadth of the Wildlands Foundation, the things that he's involved with. So stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
This is 1050 AM KCAA Loma Linda and 106.5 FM Yucaipa.
If you knew there was a pipe cement that works better than the one you're currently using, is better for you and the environment, and costs the same or less, would you buy it? Well, no-brainer, right? Weldon, the trusted leader in solvent cements for over 60 years, is pleased to introduce a new line of solvent cements that does all that. Introducing the Eco Series line of solvent cements for PVC piping systems. Not only does it work great and set fast, it also has 30% lower solvent emissions and less smelly fumes, a better workplace environment when you're installing pipes. But don't just take our word for it. Eco Series products are the only solvent cements that are Green Seal certified for environmental innovation for effective performance, improved working conditions, and for use with potable water. Now available in a medium-bodied fast-setting blue formula, 905 Eco, and a regular-bodied fast-setting clear formula, 900 Eco. Pick up a can today from your local distributor and see, smell, and feel the difference, just like Joe Sweat, president of Sunrise Irrigation, did. He said, after using Weldon's 905 Eco, we immediately noticed the application was smooth and there was noticeably less odor than other blue solvent cements on the market. The guys love it. To learn more about Eco Solvent Cements from Weldon, visit the website at www.weldon.com or call the technical service hotline at 877-477-8327. That's 877-477-8327.
Are you presently part of the irrigation industry as a worker or business owner? Do you want to learn how you and your staff can boost your knowledge and productivity? Then you should check out Irrigator Technical Training School. Irrigator Tech is the leading source of quality instruction serving all facets of the irrigation industry. Their courses provide a basic, easy-to-understand approach that raises the skill level, competency, and professionalism of landscape and irrigation personnel through practical education and services. Irrigator Tech combines classroom and real-life hands-on training, leading to a well-recognized certification that both customers and employers demand. Irrigator Tech specialized courses can help you quickly become a certified irrigation auditor or a certified installer, repair, maintenance, or backflow technician. Courses also include certificates in smart water application or becoming a certified tree worker. Most importantly, all certifications are state recognized, and Irrigator Tech offers annual renewal classes to help keep your certification up to date. So whether you work in California, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, or Arizona, there's an Irrigator Tech class near you. For more information on how to jumpstart your career, call Irrigator Tech toll-free 866-614-1755 or visit them on the web at irrigatortech.com. That's toll-free 866-614-1755 and on the web at irrigatortech.com.
Time to take a water break and talk some water. Irrigation. Such a refreshing topic. As more and more markets face water restrictions, your customers may be hungry, or should I say thirsty, for water-saving products.
For new installations, add options like drip irrigation, controllers that respond to weather data, pressure regulating heads, or heads with check valves. They all provide easy ways to differentiate your bids and win more jobs. Or for an extra stream of revenue, offer existing customers upgrades like high-efficiency nozzles, rotary nozzles, or Wi-Fi-based controllers. Because when you help your customers save water, you make a world of difference for the earth and your bottom line at the same time. We'll drink to that.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of the Water Zone with Rob and Chris. I hope everybody's doing well across the country. And we're going to continue with Steve Creech and Dr. Felina and Darren Gruner. And so, Steve, let me ask you a couple of things. There was an announcement made by Weiland about the Olympics. Maybe you can fill our people in with that. It's really exciting, so I don't want to spoil it. I want you to do it.
Well, that's awesome because we have a long history supporting U.S. Olympic athletes. And we've just formalized a partnership with USA Surfing, which is the surfing team for the Tokyo.
And that's new for this year.
Yeah, it's surfing's a new sport for the Olympics, and we like to think that USA has the best surfers in the world. So the Weiland Foundation is working directly with USA Surfing. We're the official clean water ocean conservation partner with them. So we'll be you'll be seeing us at more of the surfing events on the world circuit, and together we're going to be doing cleanups in beaches, waterways with the Olympic athletes, and we're going to be doing a nationwide waterway cleanup on Saturday, April 24th, and we want everybody to get involved with that, and it's really easy to do, and for everybody that does participate in it, you also can earn some bonus points for your city for the National Mayor's Challenge, and I'll explain how we do that in a second.
Right.
So the cool thing that was really cool, Weiland created two surfboards for USA Surf that are going to be auctioned off, so your listeners can have a chance to take a look at those. And also we are working with USA Surf, and we're creating some new special merchandise from Weiland Foundation designed by Weiland and USA Surf, and it's going to be available for sale, and proceeds from that will benefit the two organizations. So it's going to support the Olympic athletes, it's going to promote clean water issues around the country, and it's going to be a great partnership. We're really excited about it. And that does bring up another topic, and that's our My Volunteer Water.
Right. I was just going to ask you that about how citizens can, all across the country can get involved in this and actually get points for their city. So once you tell us a little about that.
Well, that's great because Weiland was talking about what we've been doing with My Water Pledge, which is a great way to inspire people and learn and get more informed about what you can do at home, what you can do in the yard and with landscaping and group projects. But what we really wanted to do was take those pledges and turn them into actions that really are showing the actual difference that people are making. You know, it's it is one thing to make a pledge. It's another thing to fix a leak. It's one thing to make a pledge. It's another thing to install a fish water efficient irrigation and hydrozone on your property. So what we wanted to do was bring these two things together, the inspiration and the actual commitment afterwards, and give people a way of taking these actions and also monitoring them, make sure they're doing them. You know, like in Weight Watchers, one of the great ways, you know, to succeed at losing weight is to, you know, monitor what you're eating.
I thought it was just the measurement of the belt.
It's also to get larger pants, yeah. But, you know, that's a different strategy.
Yeah.
But what we did was we have a project, a program, and you can find it at WeilandFoundation.org, My Water Project. And there you can go and you can create a virtual team. Like, say, at Tuttle Elementary, all the teachers want to do a bunch of projects together. But let's say because of social distancing, or because, you know, the current health issue, they can't all get together. But you can create a virtual team, and everybody can do projects in their house or in their yard or, you know, around their neighborhood, and they can input the projects that they're doing, and then they can see the impact that this virtual group is having.
So they assign, who assigns the points for all?
Well, it's all automated. So you decide you want to plant some trees in your backyard. So you go to My Volunteer Water Project. You decide what type of tree you want, the zip code where you live, so you can find a tree that's right for
the native tree
for your region. And you can plant that tree, and you can decide if it's you want to plant a 3-inch or 4-inch base tree. And you can find from there how that's going to improve groundwater recharge. It's going to slow pollution. It's going to reduce greenhouse gases. It's just, the benefits are amazing. We're going to show you exactly how each action that you take gives you all these great benefits, and then we're going to calculate them and add them up. So if everybody in the Toro company wants to do it or create a group, then they can see the impact of all of this. So
this is Darren. Let me ask you something. So this is a very interesting topic. It just happens to be, I'm on the project committee, the board of Project Evergreen. Have you ever heard of Project Evergreen?
Project Evergreen? Yes.
We have it.
Yes,
Toro.
Have you ever heard of so Project Evergreen? Cindy Cote is the CEO. I'm on the Project Evergreen is a nonprofit organization that helps that goes around the country to help create a greener, healthier, cooler earth, you know, one yard at a time. And we do parks and recreation. And our latest meeting that we're talking about is building a way to create some type of a calculator where we can, when we do plant trees and stuff like that, that we can actually determine how much, you know, carbon is being released, or sucked up in the air, you know, stuff like that. Sounds like you already have that, or that calculator already set up. Is that correct?
That is. So we've aggregated a bunch of different resources so people can,
right,
they can identify the actions they want to take. Then we provide the resources for them, and then we can actually aggregate all the benefits of that again. So you have your own dashboard. You can see how much you're reducing greenhouse gas emissions, how much water you're saving, how much groundwater recharge you're improving. There's a million ways to do this. So getting back to what we're going to be doing with this National Waterway Cleanup on April 24th, now, if you go out and you pick up trash along your sidewalk or your gutters that might otherwise, you know, run into your storm drain, you can log that in My Water Project, and you see the results of that. And that is automatically tabulated on your city page in the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation. So it's all designed to be integrated for people to have fun. And also, because of all of this, you can win prizes, too, for the community. So schools can win prizes, and charities can win. There's just so many benefits to this. Honestly, the benefit is that we're all working together. We have a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of tools to use, but the real strength of this is what we did today with the teachers and students over at Tuttle Elementary. And it's working with, you know, Rob at Toro. It's working with great partners. It's working with all these cities across the U.S.
You know, Steve, you know, Chris and I, being part of the Toro company, and the show's part of the Toro company, that, you know, we do a lot of things together. We go out and do vegetable gardens at schools that we've worked with you on. We're working on a park right now. Chris and I did work with Metropolitan Municipal Water District of Orange County and had a whole house makeover for irrigation and such. And it was wonderful because people, and in fact, the lady whose house, who won the contest, she couldn't believe all the neighbors that would come over and say, "What a difference your yard looks!" And it's really water efficient, not like theirs. And it was an amazing thing. Chris, can you give a little story about that? Your impression?
The basic issue is, you know, we saw the yard before it got fixed up. Remember that, Rob? And she was spending more money in water just trying to keep those clumps of grass green, right, just to get some decent-looking green grass in her yard. She was just amazed that after the transformation that she is using less water, has more greenery, more trees, plants, shrubs, more efficient landscape system and irrigation system is the root of that, and that's that was the big surprising issue. We got a lot of coverage and a lot of press from the Orange Metropolitan Water District of Orange County. We got a lot of press from local stations and things like that. Everybody, that's just all education. Everybody who reads that article just turns, you know, that little light goes on in their brain and says, "I can do that," right, Rob?
Right, and that was the second one we did. We did one with Apple Valley Water District, and the one with Orange County. They issued that contest to over 250,000 homeowners, so it got tons of coverage on that. And it's not that we go out, because even people listen to the show. We really don't promote Toro products. Not that we don't like it. I mean, that's what we get paid for. We work for Toro. We have real jobs at Toro, as this is. But we didn't want to make it an infomercial for Toro. Our whole thing was education and outreach, and we've won 17 awards in the last 6 years. You know, six from the EPA, and go down the list: one from the U.S. Senate, one from the U.S. Congress. You know, and others, and we're very proud of that. And the purpose is helping people understand about water efficiency and conservation. And as Steve said today during his speech, you know, water efficiency is one thing, but how much electricity does it cost to pump the water and do that? I mean, it's a whole big deal. Everything is related to each other,
right?
This world, and I think that's an important factor. Now, Steve, you have other programs like the Art National Art thing and other things. And can you tell a little about some of the other programs that you have?
And, you know, I think that brings up a good point, because Weiland is an artist that really supports science education. And what we're talking about here is understanding the connections between, you know, the resources that we use. And certainly, like Rob was saying, when we conserve water, we're saving lots of energy, and when we're saving lots of energy, we're reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. I think a lot of people make assumptions about water in that it, like we were saying at the top of the show, that it's free, you turn on the tap and it's right there, and that's all you need to know. But I think we're getting to a state right now where we have more people who want more resources, and we have to become more efficient, and becoming more efficient involves conservation, but it also involves understanding the technologies, it's understanding the science, it's understanding how our network of resources works. It's complex, but that's why we can't lose the sciences, because it's critical to conservation of our resources in the future. I mean, obviously, it's critical to all aspects of our life, our health, our economy. But fundamentally, like Weiland said, if you don't have clean water and clean air, nothing else matters.
No.
And it's very true.
And it's amazing how many people throughout the U.S., almost 1.5 billion people across the world, can't get good water. Even in the United States, in some of the places, it's really bad drinking water and things of that, which has to change. Quick question for Dr. Felina. Where do you see, because you run a really great school, what do you see as the future that your school is going to go into and doing more of?
Well, you know, it's interesting when we think about this past year and the restrictions we've had. One thing we've already done, I think the students and maybe even the teachers saw the impact of, is we've gone away from bottled water. Everybody brings a water bottle and refills throughout the day. Part of that, the water fountains were shut off because of all those restrictions, just to get back to school face-to-face. So seeing that, you know, we have less trash, we are very aware of picking up trash around campus and being, you know, keeping our campus clean. But now they have a new vision of that purpose, is to also save the earth and, can, you know, keep our waterways clean. And thirdly, as you were talking, it's interesting because I get frustrated, but every plant on our campus, on any school campus in Sarasota County, has to be a Florida native plant because we don't run irrigation through. So that's pretty interesting that some of the things that are already in place are supporting the water conservation effort.
Mm. Yeah, that's fascinating.
How about some of the art contests and things that you do? And you have a thing that you brought in Florida, that big water world thing.
Yeah, well,
I call it a water world thing, but you have the right title for it.
Back in the day, we used to do these tours with Weiland and our team. And I think a part of it was, that was part of our information gathering process. And we were really fascinated by what's going on and what was happening in the Gulf of Mexico. And we wanted to learn more. So we did embark firsthand on traveling up and down the United States. And like I said, one of our projects, we went barging down the Mississippi, and we went to urban areas up and down the Mississippi River and in the tributaries, and we held little mini festivals, and Wyland would paint murals, and we'd bring in scientists and naturalists, and you know, we'd celebrate the resource, and we'd also celebrate the culture behind it. A lot of people grew up on these rivers, and their grandparents did, and their great-grandparents, so you know, it was very close to their heart, and we all know that if it's the thing that you love is what you want to protect. So it was a celebration, and the more we did it, the more we thought there's something else we could do. So after we ended that particular tour, we got teachers together in the Midwest, and we had a bunch of meetings, and we asked them, what would work for you in a mobile science center about water and marine conservation? And so we ended up creating what we call the Wyland Clean Water Mobile Learning Center, and it's a 1,000-square-foot science center on wheels. It's all devoted to the cause and interests of water. Water is a shared resource. Looking at the development of water-based regions going back 400 years from early British settlements to industrialization. And so we look at it in a lot of different ways. But one of the important things that we do is we have an annual campaign or contest where we have kids from around the United States create artworks, and we call that the Wyland Water is Life Art Challenge and Mural Challenge. So we have also have students. We provide art supplies to schools all over the country, and we have the classes create murals together. So they'll get together and they'll look at different issues that are affecting the U.S. and they'll agree on one, and then they'll agree how could they create that in a visual sense on a mural. So it's a lot like what Picasso would do, where he would do small studies of his subjects, and then he would assemble them in these beautiful murals, like the Guernica over in the Prado in Spain. And so what we end up with are these incredible 50-square-foot murals, you can see how the kids are just putting their research into these projects, and they become these great statements for the community about the need to take care of our lakes, our rivers, our streams, our wetlands. It's really fascinating. You can the listeners can see the past results at wylandfoundation.org. And anybody can sign up for it, and we give scholarships every year and great prizes, and Toro produces a really beautiful calendar every year with the winners. But, you know, we look at, you know, ecology, environmentalism, and, you know, water management in a very creative way. You know, if we can't reach somebody one way, we'll reach them another way.
That's great.
So I know we're a little different as an organization, but if you've ever met Wyland, he's so creative and he's so ambitious, and the things that he has taken on are really remarkable.
You look up passion in the encyclopedia and you see a picture of Wyland.
And I'm really honored and privileged to, you know, be part of that ride and, you know, work together with him, and we come up with these ideas and we activate them, and it's really thrilling.
I want to bring Chris back in. Chris, you have some comments or questions?
Yeah, so, you know, I was listening to Wyland's comments in his speech today. One of the things he said was that, you know, the water that's on the planet is the water that's here now. It's been here for billions of years, and hopefully, knock on wood, or in my case, simulated wood grain formica, it will be here for billions of more years to come, right? He even mentioned that the water you're drinking today in your tea or your coffee or your juice may have been drunk by a Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, like 3 billion years ago. So just think of that. It's cool. There's the whole statement, the whole idea here is that there's a whole large subject behind water conservation, right? It's not just the water, it's the soil, it's the landscape, it's the planet, it's the energy, it's everything. It's so broad and such an interesting part of our culture, and in every nation, in all parts of the world today. I'm just glad that Wyland and the Wyland Foundation really support education and the kids, because they are indeed the future leaders.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we did start this whole process, Weiland came to me and he wanted to do this tour for 5 years, traveling around the U.S. and learning about, you know, water conservation. And I just thought he was nuts. And I told him. I
said, and you were on the road for how long?
Oh, we're on the road for a long time. We'd go months at a time.
Wow.
And
I
wasn't married at the time. I am now, and I didn't have kids then. So, you know. But I just thought it was madness. But part of what we had done at the explorations, we did some research and we wrote a book, and it's called Hold Your Water, 68 Things You Need to Know to Keep the Planet Blue. And we spent about a year working on that book. And this was in the early 2000s. And there wasn't an abundance of information on the subject. But the more we researched it, it was like peeling an onion. You know, again, water just seemed like such a basic, simple subject, but the more we dug into it, the more complex it was. It affected everything and touched on all aspects of our economy, of our health systems, and of course, you know, nature and ecology. So it was just so big that, you know, we started that journey and we've never stopped.
And now you're working on a second book, a follow-up to that book.
Yes, we are.
Steve and Weiland, Ms. Pamela Favela from Western Municipal Water District, and myself.
Yes.
And so we're hoping that's going to be a good thing, and we're going to do a lot with a lot of major water agencies across the country and schools, because I think it's a great follow-up to the book. It's a newer version with new technologies to put in, and it's going to be exciting to see that. So, Dr. Felina, any final words from your point of view?
Nope, but if you have any projects coming up, just give me a call, and we're happy to host. We were thrilled to have everyone here with us today, and I know it's making a difference. Everything you're doing is making a difference, but definitely the impact on the children. So I just am grateful for the whole opportunity.
Just a part of the Toro Company, I want to thank you for you and personally, and your staff was excellent. Gerson and your AV guy was just unbelievable. One of the nicest people I've ever met. Your whole staff was really nice. So I appreciate that. Very helpful. And I'm sure Steve's going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Fantastic group of people. And Patty, thank you again. And, you know, keep challenging your kids to take the water pledge, and maybe the other schools will do it too. And I think maybe there's a win in the future for Sarasota.
Yep. And through our social media, I think we'll get lots of people on board with us.
Any parting words from you, Darren? Hello?
We lost Darren.
I guess we lost Darren. That's okay. He's on our time, but he's probably in bed. It's almost 10 o'clock. Chris, any parting words?
They make that pledge, right? I mean, what is it, Steve? 7 billion gallons so far, at least since 2013, I believe, is the source. It's really easy to do. Just go on the Weiland site, tap that little pledge button in the upper right-hand corner and make that pledge. It's easy. It doesn't cost anything. Go do it.
Yeah, and win some good prizes. Get some gift cards and some irrigation technologies and some other things, and it's a great way to go. Anything new on the horizon, Chris? While I have you on, since we're 3,000 miles apart today.
Well, our horizon on the West Coast here is still bright, and your sun has gone down. Your sun has gone down already. But we got some great shows coming up, don't we, Rob? I mean, there's some neat stuff going on. So, listeners, stay tuned. A lot of great stuff coming.
Yeah, we have a company called Hammerhead, which makes some what they call blue light technology, and it's pretty neat. And people, we said we're going to have Hammerhead on. They want to know. Gee, I have their album. They thought it was that heavy metal band Hammerhead, but it's not. It's pretty neat technology, and we'll go through that, and we have some other people coming on the show, which we'll mention during next week. We'll start printing out who those guests are, and we're very excited to do that. Nothing new here. It's beautiful out in Sarasota. Great here. We appreciate the hotel for giving us a space here to broadcast from, and again, we thank Weiland. He went to bed, I hope. At least he walked out the room, so he was going to sleep.
He did.
Yeah, he's going to sleep. I have my flight leaves.
Loma Linda, 1050 AM, 106.5 FM, and now 102.3 FM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian.